You are listening to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Alive. This is Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. As a warning and a caution, everything happens just in the moment that it's happening. It's mixed live, it's happening, it can evoke feelings. Be forewarned if you are not interested in feelings. Please listen until 7 o'clock. Also, past shows online at counterfolk.com/last ever. This is Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.
Yep, they're gone.
Thank you.
Your hearing, your talking, your thinking, your moving, you express that which it is which moves the sound of God. And if you don't know that, if you don't feel that, well, naturally you feel alien. You feel a stranger in the world. And if you feel a stranger, you feel hostile. And therefore, you start to bulldoze things about, to beat it up, and to try and make the world submit to your will. And you become a real troublemaker.
Seems to me is what we must do in order to go on living, in order to survive. And play is pretty much everything else. But now you'll notice that in this culture, play is justified and tolerated insofar as it tends to make our work more efficient.
One reason why you become hostile is the feeling that you were just brought into this place, that your father and mother went up to some monkey business that they probably shouldn't have done, or it was bad rubber goods, and as a result of this, here you are, and you didn't ask to be here. Well, you always feel you can turn around and blame them. You can blame somebody. You can blame the government. You can blame the rascals. You can blame the cheaters. Always supposing you yourself aren't a rascal, which is a long odd. You always can blame someone and say, I didn't ask for it. Take it away. And yet, very few people are all too ready to take it away. Camus said that the only serious philosophical problem is whether or not to commit suicide. And if you don't say take it away, really responsibility for it. You've got to say yes to what happens. That doesn't mean merely. There are many misinterpretations of the doctrine of karma. It's usually and popularly understood that what happens to you, either fortunate or unfortunate, is the result of good or bad deeds in a previous life.
You as well. Oh, rubbish. You have no power here. Be gone.
Popular superstition. The real meaning of karma, the word in Sanskrit means simply doing. And if I say of an event it is your karma, it is saying it is your doing. So the exposition, a book which would expound karma, would be not so much a whodunit as a youdunit. But that seems fantastic. Now, therefore, what I propose we do is that we, instead of just ideologize, we have a clinical experience. You know, in psychiatric school, medical school, it's very usual for a doctor to bring a patient out in front of the students and talk with the patient as a kind of demonstration. He says, I want you to recognize the difference between a psychopath and a manic depressive or a schizophrenic or something. They don't know what all this is. And especially the schizophrenic. And so he has a dialogue with the patient right there.
The rubbish! Their magic must be very powerful. She wouldn't want them so bad. You stay out of this, Linda. I'll fix you as well. Oh, rubbish. You have no power.
Just the same, all I kept saying to everybody was I want to go home. And they sent me home.
Doesn't anybody believe me?
Of course we believe you.
Oh, but anyway, Toto, we're home.
Home. And this is my room. And you're all here. And I'm not going to leave here ever, ever again. Because I love you all. There's no place like home.
Ha ha ha!
Stammer Radio Extravaganza. Mixed and happening in this moment. This moment that you are happening and mixing. If the moment is now, if you think the moment is now, don't think. You can call 512-472-5667 if you do so. This moment on the air. You will be in this moment. You will be on the air. In this moment, you will be placed on the air.
My fingers like sand. The house represents my Jones. Houston, Texas represents. What's the house?
It's very abstract, representational. Does everything represent something? No matter what things represent, your sound represents whatever it doesn't represent. At 512-472-5667. Represent to you?
Represents the beauty.
Doesn't have to represent anything.
Thank you.
Eric Guy's creation. And I knew someday I would rock the nation. And so I made up my mind just what to do. Well, I joined with a jam on production crew. So I got crazy, get hazy, and I let my body just get all crazy.
Last ever radio extravaganza. 512-472-5667. While it is, while you can participate, contribute.
Yes, I'm a soul, it's hard to be.
It's like the unstructured constraints are reconstructed into deconstruction, and the deconstructed restraints are reconstructed into abstractions and epiphanies. You know, when you go to a museum.
Context is everything.
What is context? What is your context? What is? Don't know what it is. Is it anything? Is anything? What if there's no context? What if there's no content? What is? What if? What is? What if? What if there are no questions? What if there are only questions? What if you know the questions? What if you already know the questions? What if you don't know whether you know?
So, let us suppose that I'm the best. And you are the student and the doctor. And I suffer from what you would call the delusion that I'm God. And therefore, you might want to do something about me, or with me, or humor me, or ask me questions. And so I'm perfectly willing to submit your examination and your treatment. And invite you to help yourself.
you become God?
No.
Will you marry me?
No.
Can you help me?
Yes. Sleeping is like politics. One sleeps on the right side, and then when you're tired of that, you sleep on the left. When you're tired of that, you sleep on your back. And when you're tired of that, you sleep on your stomach.
Minority group of people who have no mental or physical handicaps. Consequently, are forced to live in conditions of extreme luxury. This often ignored minority is very rarely brought to the attention of the general public.
And it is thus that the world goes round.
But that really means dull at work. Play is recreation, something you do to get refreshed, to go back and face the great problems of life. Now, this is all very well, but that's saying even to play, that play is necessary. You must play. I remember in England, we used to have the institution of compulsory games in school, as a result of which I developed an intense loathing for most of the games that we played, like cricket and football and so on. They were forcing you to play.
The average man in the street scarcely gives a second thought to these extremely well-off people.
Soon we will collectively be at the end of Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. How would you like it to end? How does it end? How is it ending?
The cartoon.
How is it ending?
The cartoon cost $17.39.
How does it end?
And I smashed it over the cartoon television set.
How does it end? How will it end? Has it ended? It will end. It does end. I feel very much inside of the ending. When do you know? You have to look back to see. past? Have you come past the ending? Are you? Where are you? The past, during or before or after each of the endings, can be experienced on the internet. You can listen with a computer. You can listen to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza in the past. You can pick a past date, a past name, a past now. Choose the now, bring it to now again and again. The address is counterfolk.com/last ever. Or you can search for Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza now and later. You can search for that in the past. And listen in the past, to the past. You can put the past elsewhere. For information, for comments, I very much, very much. And I want, I like the reactions, the feedback, the comments, everything that you send. Send more of it. Send something again. You can send email to ken@counterfolk.com. You can send anonymous things through the webpage that I've mentioned. You can send non-anonymous things through the webpage that I've mentioned. And I read all of them. I don't know why. I would not. I do not. I do not know. I feel thankful, so I thank you. So many things are fitting together, coming together, they're combined. To find out what they are and they were, you can visit the webpage within about a few days after this happening has happened. Maybe you're listening to this happening after it's happened, so maybe you can already go to the webpage and see every little source of thing, the name of it. If you like the names and the attachments, and as a way of saying thanks to the things that came before that happen now. The source listings are on the webpage. You find the given show, the show that you're listening to, or the show that this will be, and you can find the link that says playlist, and you can read the source listings. And you can feel thankful to all the people and places in the past who are in now. Thank you. Thank you. You can sign up, email announcements to find out about future events. You can't find out about them until they happen, related to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. You can keep listening here Tuesday nights from 6 until 7 here on the radio, but not forever. Nothing is actually going to be forever. But if you find that you're in a situation where that doesn't work, you can't listen at that time, or you listen at that time and you don't think that's what's happening, you don't think it is anymore the existence of Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, well, you can always listen on that webpage and sign up for those announcements and find out about the other live events in the other places that it may go. It may wind up in your place when you are in that place. Thanks again. Thank you now. Thank you for listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Please send your feedback. Email it to ken@counterfolk.com. Call up here while this is still here for another couple of hours. 472-5667 in the 512 area code. Hear this show again instantly on the internet at that webpage. Hear it later, archive, download, keep, forever, for now, at that webpage, if that is what you want to do. Listen for some finite number of Tuesdays from 6 until 7. Thank you.